Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The DH, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Eckersley. LaFleur moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Eckersley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up beyond short. Hoffman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. There goes Squires trying to get to third. Hoffman throws to Lansford, who tags Squires for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rudy hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Perez reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton misplays the ball. That's an error on Stapleton. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a fly ball towards right. Baines settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Baines. Evans moves to third. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Squires bunts between the mound and first base. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Molinaro moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lozinski out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Allinson. Morrison scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hancock takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Hancock moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hancock scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.